Well, we've been tracking the pandemic around the world, and we want to check in today with Iraq and Jordan. NPR's Jane Araf is in Amman, Jordan, and she's also reported from Iraq in recent months. Jane, start with Iraq. I mean, what have you seen of COVID-19 there?
So Iraq is really vulnerable, both because it's a neighbor of Iran, one of the epicenters of the virus, and because it has this devastated health system after so many years of war and corruption. So the country has taken increasingly strict measures. In Baghdad, first they started shutting cafes, then malls, then schools and universities, and now there's a lockdown. Mm-hmm. But not everyone is adhering to that lockdown, and there are a few really big problems with this. One is that people keep going to the shrines where they're in very close proximity, and people keep holding weddings and funerals, and all of those have contributed to the spread of the virus.
And we should say that there are bans on large gatherings, but social distancing not yet, at least on religious occasions. And then you mentioned Iran, which borders Iraq. Huge outbreak there, more than 65,000 coronavirus cases that we know about. Iraq, just over 1,000. 65,000 to 1,000. Is there fear that there will soon be more cases in Iraq?
There is some fear, but there are some differences with Iran. In both countries, they now have banned attendance at shrines. But for Iran, it took a long time. The supreme leader there described the talk of pandemic, as a plot to keep people from elections. And they kept those shrines open until mid-March. In Iraq, there have been some religious leaders who said, yes, go to the shrines, but now pretty much everyone is on board. They're looking around at what's happening in Iran and Italy. And the problem is, Iraq is a very big country with very localized leadership, not a strong central government. And so there are real fears that the cases could overwhelm its medical system.
So the clerics in Iraq are telling people not to go to the shrines. The people are still going, as you told us. And Iran, you also tell us, kept its flights to China even as the virus was spreading, so that certainly didn't help. But back to Iraq, we know they don't really have a prime minister right now. There have been militia attacks on U.S. targets in Iraq. That was the headline before wiped out by the coronavirus. So what's happening politically?
So that's really pretty dramatic because Iraq really hasn't had a proper government since November. It has a caretaker government after the previous one resigned. We're now two prime minister designates in. The first one failed. The second one looks like he's going to fail. He was first appointed as an official by the United States. So there's a lot of opposition to him from Iran-backed political parties saying basically he's America's man. He's tried to refute that. He says he has an agreement from the U.S. to withdraw troops, for instance. That does not appear to be true, but he is trying to bolster support. That hasn't really worked because now a lot of the Shia parties and Kurdish parties have come up with an alternate nominee.
Well, and by the way, before we let you go, you are now back in Amman, Jordan. Just briefly, what's going on there?
On a lot of days, everyone has to stay indoors unless they're emergency workers or medical personnel. They're not allowed out for food or exercise some days. It's been loosened a bit, and now there are grocery stores in neighborhoods that people can go if they walk there.
Jane Araf, there in Amman, Jordan, I'm assuming having to abide by some of those same restrictions.
Pretty much everyone is under the same restrictions. And in fact, they arrested two members of parliament for breaking the curfew.
Oh, so abiding there in Amman, Jordan. NPR's Jane Araf, thank you so much.
Thank you.